Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about a touch of football can get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome, Ravens Nation, to a brand new edition of your favorite Ravens podcast. It's The Call. Of course, joining me on Skype, we've got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good, man. You know, this past Thursday, we had a great Ravens game. I was lucky enough to actually get to go to the game. I was at M&T Bank Stadium, and I got to see this game that I've heard that this is the most points scored in a preseason game ever for the Ravens. So I was really happy to be there.
Yeah, it was a record night. If like you said, I don't know how the crowd was. I wasn't there. I'm sure it was electric. How was it down there?
You know, it was different than a regular season game. It was still loud, but, you know, it wasn't the crowd that I'm used to. I've never gone to a preseason game at M&T Bank before. That was my first preseason, so it was really interesting to check it out and be there. There was about 20,000 people in the stadium, so it wasn't really a sellout. But it's still, the crowd was into it, man. I mean, this is a football town. Everybody is loving the Ravens and happy that the football is back. And it was a great time. How do you not have a good time at Ravens Stadium? I mean, honestly.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's always a blast, whether it's preseason, season, or postseason. It's always a good time at the M&T.
Oh, yeah. I was even surprised, too, that, like, Ravens Walk was in full gear, man. Like, they had the marching band was there. Ravens Walk was going. 98 Rock was broadcasting from there. I mean, it was like a full-on regular season game.
We do it big in Baltimore, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I love it, man. The only thing that would have made it better is if they had crabs delivered right to my seat. But other than that, that was good.
There you go.
So let's talk about this last preseason game. What a fun one to watch. I mean, this was a game that we saw a lot of times from the starters. A lot of people say this is the dress rehearsal for the regular season. But we saw a lot of great stuff from those rookies, too. Who stands out in your mind?
Who stands out? I'll tell you what, this guy in draft, the guy Rainey. Man, boy, he put on a show. I kept telling my buddies, I was like, look at this guy. I mean, he scored a 48-yard touchdown from Tyrod. I was impressed with this guy. I think he makes the final roster cuts as a backup to Ray Rice. Bernard Pierce is impressed with me. I'm impressed with a lot of young guys. I've seen a couple of the rookies go in the line. I've seen Kalichi Osemele. He did an okay job. He wasn't like stellar where, you know, we're going to crown him as the next Ogden's hair, but again, he did pretty well. Overall performance was the game. It was sharp. I was like, if this is dress rehearsal, look out AFC. This team was very sharp coming out from the Lions game, which the Lions game they executed, but I noticed a couple of drop passes. Flacco was on point, but they were crisp. This up-tempo offense, Brandon, I'm very excited to see how this offense is going to run. This little kind of sugar, no-huddle offense, this is going to be great.
Yeah, the no-huddle offense is something that Flacco is a big fan of. They were testing out in the preseason. He's really enjoying it, and I think this is going to be a very dynamic offensive line. Jacoby Jones does worry me a little bit. Even in this game, when he was doing some punt returns, I mean, the dude can run. He's definitely got some speed behind him, but again, his hands aren't, you know, where they really should be, because Flacco was on point for a lot of those passes to him, and he just wasn't making those catches.
Yeah, and that's what concerned me, bringing up those hands. We know he muffed those two kicks in Baltimore against us, which helped us out when he was with Houston. And his hands were the one that was his downside. It worried me. Overall, you're right. His speed's there, his presence there, his route running's there. If he can just get the hands on the ball, I think he'd be a great asset on the team. And again, I know he will make the final team. We brought him in for a reason, and he's going to help out on special teams returning kicks. I think he could be a great asset because one of our weak links is special teams. Noticing that throughout the preseason as well as over for the past three games, that is our weak spot. Special teams has always been this team's Achilles heel, whether it be on coverage or whether it be running the ball back. I don't think we've had a kicker, kick returner since Jermaine Lewis, I should say, on the Ravens. So I'm pretty excited to see what he can bring.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you did say, Bobby Rainey was a big one. You know, I think we got to change his name to Purple Rain because I think this guy is going to make this team.
Great name, great nickname. I can dig that.
And another guy I want to bring up, Tandon Doss, who I've been a fan of for a while. I've always wanted to see more out of the guy. He had some really good catches. I believe he even had a touchdown this past game. And he's a guy who I think Flacco is a big fan of short passes. Like, he can do the long ball to Torrey Smith. He's shown and proved that he can do that. But he likes those short, quick passes. And Tandon Doss is a guy who, unlike Jacoby Jones, he does have the hands to follow up his running ability. But the big thing, Kadre Ismael even said this on the radio and commentating, Tandon Doss is a guy that not a lot of people like because he can't stay healthy. If this guy can stay healthy, I think that he's going to be a great asset to the Ravens.
You're right, absolutely. If he can stay healthy is the question. I've noticed that. You're speaking of that offense about little quick short passes. I'm not comparing Flacco to Brady, but the way the offense was run reminding me of how the Patriots run their offense, how Tom Brady, he can go for the home run ball when he can, but a lot of their offense is run about, you know, crisp routes, you know, getting the first downs, and it's very methodical down the field. And I like that in Baltimore. And Ray Rice is a great asset out of the backfield. I'm really excited to see what this offense, when we get Ed Dixon back, when we get Dennis Pitta back, if we get these guys healthy enough for the regular season, this offense, overall, we're going to achieve what we can do. If we can put up, you know, 48 points collectively, first, second, and third stringers, I think we can average 30 points a game for the first string.
Oh, absolutely. I think this it's going to be interesting. You know, coming up early next week, there are going to have to be some cuts on this team. So I'm going to be interested to see who is not going to be on the Ravens come next week when there's the next preseason game. I'm hearing a lot that, like, Anthony Allen, he's a guy that you may not see a lot of after Monday because a guy like Bobby Rainey has come in and they want to make a roster spot for him. So who knows what will happen with a couple of those guys. And there's even been a couple injuries already in the preseason.
It was Emmanuel Cook. He broke his leg, and Harbaugh did say in his press conference that it was one of his favorite guys. He was sad to see him hurt. I think he would have made the final roster, according to Harbaugh. Yeah, he broke his leg, unfortunately. And then Sean Considine went down with an injury. And we're very sorry to see these guys go down in preseason. Again, we know it's football. There will be casualties. But, you know, other than apart from the Suggs injury way back when, we came really healthy out of these three games apart from these guys going down. We're very, very excited to see that most of our team is intact as of right now. So we're very sorry to lose these guys. And unfortunately, they will be gone from the rosters to make, you know, room for some new guys. That I'm very excited to see Umar Brown make the team. He's a guy in the secondary who I think is going to be a very good asset for us. You know, Brandon, I'm very excited to see what he can do. He impressed me in the preseason thus far. Again, Bobby Rainey, I'm telling you what, this kid can play. Bernard Pierce has some good runs. You know, even Tyrod Taylor's a backup quarterback. I'm not at all scared about him backing up Joe Flacco. He proved it time and time again he can be in their step when needed.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor is a great talent. I'm not going to argue at all with you with that. My only concern with him is, man, does that guy like to run the ball.
I mean, Michael Vick, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want anybody compared to Michael Vick on this team, but I just that guy, he runs the ball so much, and I'm like, where are you going? You know, just stay still for 2 seconds. But, you know, he is a talent. I think bringing him in, now if Flacco were to get hurt, I would definitely get worried if he was going to be the starter for a couple games, but as a backup, I think he is somebody that can come in and kind of do some special plays if Harbaugh wants to.
Absolutely. And speaking of the special plays, what about Courtney Upshaw notching his first sack at a preseason? That was great to see him in there.
Oh, that was amazing to see. Man, there were a lot of great moves on the defense. Ray Lewis, you know, he had a great play. Nada had a great play too, and he even had one. I think they ran during the game a special like look at Haloti Ngata, just his stats and everything, and then the next play, boom, he comes out and shows why he's a Raven.
That's right. Haloti had a sack in there. He just basically blew the line up, went right past the guy, and came right in the line, and Gabbert didn't know what to do. He just folded over, and Ngata got the sack. I was very excited to see that. And speaking of going back on the defense, a lot of linebackers are flying on the ball. As you said, Ray Lewis, Ian Badejia was in there. Even Jameel McLean made a solid, solid tackle. These guys are flying. Webb, Reed, Pollard was hitting. They were hitting like it was a championship game for them. And I was very excited. This defense was in midseason form. They were very sharp. They were very on point making tackles. I didn't really see a lot of missed tackles here and there. The coverage was good. Overall, like I said, I can't really complain on the defense.
Oh, absolutely. No complaints at all. One thing we got to bring up, too, especially with the fact that this team is going to get cut down come next week, is the kickers. Justin Tucker, man, he came – What was it? What 50? What 56?
53 yards.
53 yards. I mean that. Billy Cundiff had to be looking at that and going, "Oh crap."
Well, he remembered 32 in New England.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry to see that. I mean, you know, Billy Cundiff's a Pro Bowl kicker. I'm kind of at odds on that because, I mean, we know, you know, not to knock him what he did last year. Last year's in the past. I know he can overcome that. But Billy Cundiff being, you know, and he lashed out. He even said he's a Pro Bowl kicker. He has a track record, most touchbacks. He's very accurate. But, again, you know, in crunch time, can we rely on, you know, a kicker? And it comes down to jobs. And right now, if you go from this year in training camp, speaking of 2012, Justin Tucker, as he has from the 63-yard field goal I saw in training camp in person, to, you know, last night kicking a 53-yarder. And I was surprised. I was very surprised not even to see Billy Cundiff dress. So I think that kind of showed the writing on the wall on who's going to be our kicker in Baltimore.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, Billy Cundiff, he came in and we actually – he used to be with the Bengals and then he was cut. And then he wasn't playing football for a little while. And then he came in kind of mid-season for us and everybody fell in love with this guy. But again, that game last year against the Patriots, I mean, that was just heartbreaking. And a lot of people – that's always going to be in the back of a lot of people's minds. But I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, he didn't even get one play this game. But Harbaugh did say that the reason was he knows what Billy Cundiff can do. He wanted to see what Justin Tucker could bring to the table. So it'll be very interesting in the next couple of days to see what actually happens.
And you never know with this team. You know, they can decide to keep Cundiff. I think it's good to have him pushed in training camp to bring your best out of you. And again, you know, who am I to pick the roster? The ultimate decision's in the hands of the coaches. But my personal opinion, I think that Tucker will be on the team, unfortunately. But I wouldn't even be surprised if they did keep Billy Cundiff, and it was just, you know, a little play on there with getting Justin Tucker his reps and maybe show him off for another team. You never know, and I'll be very surprised if come Monday, you know, whoever the kicker is, let's see who the kicker is going to be.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, of course, we've got one more preseason game. It's next week. It is, I believe it's August 30th. It's a Thursday. And I noticed at M&T Bank Stadium, they wanted to make sure everybody knew that the kickoff time has been moved up to 7 o'clock, not 7:30. So make sure if you're planning to watch the game that you start off watching it. I believe it's on WBAL as well. Watch that on at 7 o'clock and not 7:30.
That's right.
So you got some big plans later today, man. You're doing some fantasy football.
That's right. Got my third draft of the season coming up.
So man, so you're in what, three different leagues?
Actually, I'm in five.
Jeez. So let's you work, you do five leagues and a podcast, man. I don't know. You're crazy.
Live and breathe this stuff, don't I?
Absolutely. So let's talk about the one you're doing tonight. Who are you hoping to go after in your first round?
It's all based on best player available. Like Ozzie Newsome always goes by here, Baltimore. It all depends on your draft slot. If you're the top three picks, I usually stick to a top running back, which is this year it's Arian Foster, the Ray Rice of course, the Baltimore Ravens, and LeSean McCoy from Philadelphia. If you're in the middle pack, you can kind of pick a top quarterback. You know, I actually, one of my drafts had the fifth overall pick, and flip back and forth between LeSean or Calvin Johnson, Megatron, and I got Calvin with about 10 seconds left. It was a good pick for me, but as I was just discussing with my father and a couple of other friends of mine, if you want to draft Calvin Johnson's, kind of beware because you know he's on the Madden cover and you know what happens with people on the cover, right?
That's a big curse, man.
It is a big curse, and I was contemplating on whether to trade him, but of course I'm joking because I think he'll break the streak of that, and I think, you know, I had him last year when I defended my championship, and, you know, he's a great asset to fantasy owners, and again, the late rounds, if you're in a 10-team league, a 12-team league, you ebb and flow. Like, if quarterbacks are flying off the shelf, you kind of, like me, I always have a plan A, plan B, and then an emergency plan C. It's very fun because you put your GM cap on, your owner cap on when you're drafting. You're like, okay, you know, all the good running backs are taken. I need to take one, but I need a receiver. It's kind of fun because you kind of put that on there. You're trying to pick your team. The best players are going to make you win. And it adds an element to Sundays, not only getting fired up for the 3 hours in the Ravens game, but also, you know, checking your stats during commercials. It gets me fired up, you know, and you're watching the other games. It's competitive. You're within it with your friends and family. And, you know, I like a lot of guys in that top 10, Drew Brees, You know, I don't like Phillip Rivers this year in the top 10 as elite quarterbacks. I'm interested to see what's going on there in San Diego. Tom Brady there. You got Aaron Rodgers. I've seen Aaron Rodgers going high in a lot of mock drafts. And again, this goes to the year of the quarterback. As we know, it's going to be a pass-happy league. Wide receiver depth is deep. I would not to stay away from running backs, but running backs are going to be there. But the focus isn't the running game in this year's NFL. It's the pass. So if you can get a good running back steal late, I would get him because a lot of wide receivers are flying off the shelves as with their quarterbacks. I mean, Joe Flacco went round four in one draft. Joe Flacco was high. So I was very excited to see that I went in the late rounds and the whole Ravens offense was gone, which speaks volumes to our offense is, hey, even if fantasy owners are looking at our offense and Torrey Smith even had a great game this past week, and you know, I think he notched, you know, 7 catches for 82 yards, something around there. So, I mean, that's a good solid fantasy points. Ray Rice is going to be there. I already have the number one pick, Brandon, in one draft, and I will pick Ray Rice number one. I've already decided.
Very nice. Yeah, now with you being a fantasy football fan, but you're a huge Ravens fan, do you feel kind of like you want to take somebody from another team, but do you feel kind of loyal to the Ravens?
I take other players from other teams. In fantasy, you can't be lured, but I do have a rule. I don't pick any Steeler players. And friends joke on me. They're like, when it comes to money and winning fantasy, you wouldn't root for it. I said, I can't root for Mike Wallace to catch a touchdown so I can win. How could I do that? That's like respectful. So I can't. But I had Tom Brady and Calvin Johnson last year and took me to a fantasy championship. I mean, I'll pick the other guys because they're great guys. I mean, I'm not saying anybody else stay away from Steelers. You can do what you want. That's my personal opinion. But you're right. Like, I really don't tend to stay loyal to the Ravens per se in fantasy, but again, if the players are great, Joe Flacco's great, Ray Rice is great, Bolden's great, Torrey Smith's great even, and the Ravens defense is always going to get you points. They're the Ravens. You know what they're going to bring to the table, and it is kind of exciting. If you pick Ray Rice number one, you know you're getting in a back. And for some advice, Ray Rice is the premier back. He had over 2,000 total yards from scrimmage last year, led the NFL, and he's the premier back in Baltimore, which he's going to get his carries, so you know what you're getting.
Absolutely. All right. So, what else do we have to catch up on? Did we miss anything so far?
Basically, kind of wanted to put 2 cents in. I was thinking about some things as we were talking about and some weak things. Again, the game was so dominant by the Ravens. There's some things you can miss. Wanted to point those out. Is again a weak thing for Joe Flacco, his pocket awareness. That's one glaring weakness of his. Is when he's running in the pocket. And he just doesn't feel that pressure, and that's where those hits from behind and those fumbles can come from. And he did fumble it this past week, and I'm concerned about that. Not concerned about the line blocking for him. I think when we get the line intact, he'll be upright more than he will be down. But when the pressure's coming, he's not like a Ben Roethlisberger. He can run out of pocket. You know how he kills us every year with that. He's more like a pocket passer to where, you know, if he can hold and he held the ball too long that one drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was screaming at the TV, let go, let go, let go, and he held on it for about 5 seconds. In the NFL, that's way too long.
Yeah.
Got to get it out of there, and that was one of my concerns. And then again, some false starts, the offensive line getting there. I know that's we have some guys here, some guys there, some guys missing. I've seen Michael Orr on the left side and on the right side. They're switching things around. There were a couple weaknesses, and then special teams. If we can cover on special teams, this defense is going to be deadly, starting them from the 20 on back to the 15 to 10. If they cannot be starting on the 35-40. If you get Brady, 55, 60-yard field, he's going to tear us apart. But when you give him 80, 85, 90 yards of drive, we can do our business.
Absolutely. You know, I want to talk to you real quick because I'm glad you brought this up, too. Michael Orr. I'm a fan of Michael Orr. You know, I love his backstory, and I love the way he plays, but that guy, man, he gets more flags than anybody I know. That's always been my biggest gripe with him as long as he's been with the Ravens, is that every single time he does anything, you know who they're calling.
You're right. And what's funny is if you watch Blindside, I don't see any flags on him in that movie, which is pretty funny. Yeah, you're right. I don't know if it's a discipline issue or if he just likes getting off the ball quick.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it could be fixed by coaching or if it's just instinct. But again, you're right. I've noticed that throughout the years. And of course, Anquan Boldin had a false start. And when there was a false start, I said, false start 74. And the ref said 81. I was like, Boldin? I was kind of scratching my head like, Anquan did that, huh? So
it's probably like the scab refs. And you're like, well, they probably just got the numbers wrong.
Well, I really hope they don't start the season. It's going to look like that, but God help us if that happens.
Yeah. Special teams also, I want to talk about that too. You know, on Thursday's game, especially being there live, you know, when they were going after some of the guys on the Jaguars, and the Jaguars were going up, and they're getting up to the 30, 40-yard line, everybody in that place was screaming, stop, they got, stop him, what are you doing? So that's definitely a concern there. I agree with you on that part.
Yes, I'm glad you can recognize that being in the stadium, and other fans actually can echo that and agree with you on that. And I even agree. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know if it goes back, but the ball being moved up farther and they're running it out of the end zone and the coverage schemes are a little bit different. I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't play NFL and special teams, but if anybody has an answer for that, I would love to talk to them about that. But, you know, you're right. We cannot be having these teams starting on the 35, 40-yard line every time, and that's going to kill us.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you there. All right, so let's see. Do we have anything else we got to cover?
I pretty much covers it. You know, again, they left us with a great taste in our mouths coming the regular season. If they play like that against Cincinnati, Monday night opening night will be fun to watch. I'm just interested to see the final roster cuts again. Next week's game, all the starters are pretty much going to sit, so it's not like we're really going to get excited about that game. But again, it's Ravens football. You know, we got to get our, you know, everything fine-tuned, get all the teams cut down. And across from the NFL, it's going to be a great weekend seeing that. And I'm very excited to see what we can do against the Rams as far as our schemes and putting our game plan together. And 2 weeks from Monday night, we'll be starting this thing over.
I'm very excited for the regular season. Yeah, don't forget, we already talked about this. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, that's the next Ravens preseason. It's going to be mostly, you know, the rookies and a lot of the younger guys just getting their time in. And I am not as excited as I was with this game since it was the dress rehearsal. But, of course, you got to see the rookies because they're the next line coming in, and they're the guys that are going to be you'll see more and more of throughout the next coming years. So definitely check that out. And like you said, 2 weeks. It's September 10th. It's a Monday night game, and it's the Ravens versus the Bengals. So that's definitely going to be something that we're going to be into. Next week, since the game is on Thursday, Josh and I will talk, and make sure you follow us on Twitter. Follow me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people follow you?
ItalianGQ52.
Right there, and we'll let you know when we're going to record the podcast, when it'll go up, because we'll be discussing the next preseason game, and then we'll talk about what to look for the first regular season game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be next week. Let's see. I think that pretty much covers everything. If you have any questions at all about this show or any other show on the @BrandoCash Network, make sure you go to facebook.com/BrandoCash, and that's where you'll find all the other information about other shows, this show, where you can find it, all that good stuff. And if you are a Be More Chick or a Purple Lady, make sure you check out the all-woman podcast on the network, Pose Peep Show. And that's a lot of fun. Usually comes out on Mondays, and that's another Raven show on the network, so definitely check that out. Josh, man, thanks so much for joining me and talking some Ravens football with me today.
You know it, Brandon. I'm very excited, and I can't wait to do it again, always.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.
This has been a production of the @BrandoCash Network.